We are in Simen Lamed Ches. Let us just finish Siv Zayin. So let us see Siv Zayin again. Chosen v'shev shvinov, perish reyov hasmeichem imoy, v'chol b'nei chupe, p'turim, the potter from Tfilin, v'shum d'shchiyach shichris v'kalos reish. Because there's the matzev of the chosen v'shev shvinov. This was a matzav of Mishta v'simcha. There were keseda being misameach, the chosen and kaalev, samameile. So in such a matzav of Mishta v'simcha, ishchiach shikris, the kaalosoy shameile, the potter from tefillah. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'chol b'nei chupe, v'davke b'mkoyim ha-chupe. B'mkoyim ha-chupe means that what we call a chuppah. Mkem a chuppah means the mokim hamishta. That means there used to be a base chasness, but then this was like a room or a hall that they used to come together to be mesameach, the chosen and kala. And in this mokim, it was mishta v'simcha. And this mokim, they were in a matzah that could be a little too high, that the roi to wear tefillin. B'davke b'mkoyim ha-chupe, k'shom shchiyach shichas v'kalos chodesh. P'turim. So now we had mentioned yesterday, and let's repeat this, and then we'll go into the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains as follows. What the Mechaber is speaking about, Bizman Chazal, the Beis HaMishta, the Beis HaChasnas, was a long drawn out affair that they used to be mesameach the chosen v'kala. It was mishta v'simcha. And let us just make a tzir a little bit. Let's say they were up a whole night. They were up a whole night, the baldig, and now it's in the morning already. And now they want to daven basikin or whatever it is. So first of all, the potter from davening, we'll see. But because they can't, they're not. They were up a whole night dancing, and those were up a whole night and dancing, singing. What? Because you go to work afterwards. Al kaponim, they were mesameach the chosen v'kala. So now they want to. Now it's besikin. So they want to learn Krishna. That means 10 o'clock, ready to go to sleep. So kaponim. So it's v'sikin alas chaparan Krishna. So the daven. So the halacha is bisman chazal. The potter from davening. They're not in the matzav of davening because it can't be machaven properly for davening. So they're potter from davening. Period. Krishna, the first posik of Krishna, they could control their hegeshim, and they could be mechavan the first posik, and that's the ikir posik, the nis kabone. The other chelke akrishma, they'll say the words, but what they're capable of thinking is irrelevant, but they'll be yoyt with the first posik. So now, let us picture what the mechavan is speaking about. So mechavan is speaking, they were up all night, they were singing, adults, drinking. Now, if they want to, now came the wandering Krishna before the night. So all they have to do is to say that we mechaven the first pasuk of Krishna. The other parshis will say without kavana. The other parshis shemayin esche their potter, and so they're also potter because in the matziv that they are in now, they are not roi to wear tefillin. That means we're in the middle of the mishta. We're going to go to sleep. In another hour, so we're potter from tefillah. That's what the Mechaber says. Chosen shmina v'yeh v'chom neptorim b'shem d'shchiv shichis v'kalos roish. So now let us see. V'davkim b'mkoyim ha'chupe, that means that's in the beis chas, v'shem shchiv shichis v'kalos roish. Pturim. Now, b'tshuva saramah, now there's a tshuva saramah that said something. It said something very interesting, and because of that, he made a whole matech. The Rama said like this: that you put us from Tzila, because we, in a matzav of Mishnah v'Simcha, we cannot be mechadim properly for Tzila, so we put us from Tzila. So the Allah says that was Bizmaneim, that when there wasn't a Mishnah v'Simcha, they weren't mechadim properly. So now we said, now don't make such a davening, because it's not a proper davening. But by us, I feel that not without a Mishnah v'Simcha, our kavana is also great D. It's not that we're not mechadim the whole year. So don't become from, oh, now since I'm drinking, I won't be able to mechadim properly. I mean, what happened yesterday in the day? We never mechadim properly. So memela. So since we're not mechadim properly, so memela, so the Ramos says, so now we have to daven. We have to daven because, hey, don't tell me because you can't be mechadim. Because we never mechadim. Fine. So we have to daven. So now, in the middle of the Mishnah, the Simcha, we have to give a patch. We can't hop a line with the first pasuk of Kishma. We have to daven. So the Ramah says, so now, since we were mafsik in the middle of the Mishnah v'Simcha, so now we'll say Kishma according to Great D Kavone, because that's how we do it the whole year. We'll daven Great D Kavone. So then the Ramah says, so now we'll put on Tzilin also. That means if we're not in the middle of the Mishnah v'Simcha, I mean, we're making the Hesuk in the Tavin now already. So we're going to Tavin, see, you can put it on Tzilin also. That means in our Madrege that we're going to make a Hesuk now. We're doing different than it was Bizman Chazal. So we should put on Tzilin also. That's what the Ramah says. So the Ramah says, the Tshuva says Ramah. Now let's see. Pturim, b'tshuva seramosim, and kufna medekos. Abdoha yidna, sha'af echosun chayim b'krishmu tfile, because we never mechaven tzayvisai properly, b'meyle chayovin achosun b'chol b'nei achupe gam b'tfilem. So that means if we are davening already, and we, like we're mafsik, the mishta v'simcha, this three quarters of an hour that we're oisik and dos, so we should put on tefillin. Ayin shom. Va'ayin b'mogen Avram shemefakpek b'dina. He says, that's true, we daven, and we learn Krishma. But tefillin could be a still potter, because tefillin al kaponim, half an hour ago in the middle of Mishnah b'Simchas, al kaponim could be tefillin. That means, afilu, we are doing different than was b'zman Chazal. We are davening now. We are not mamish in the middle of the Mishnah b'Simcha, but the remnants of the Mishnah b'Simcha that was before we started davening is enough to patter us from tefillin. Tefillin al kaponim and al atatul. So the Magen Avraham says, afilu, we are different that we daven, but could be you still patter from tefillin. Okay, it's mafakpik. Frank Magen Avraham shavak v'dinim mitzad livsek ha'shulchanoch deptulim mitfillin beis ha'mishnah. The gam leinyan, yeah, that's one thing. The gam leinyan tefillah, hameko kedas Rashi lifter beis hamishter lehivsit imachosen meisiv etzlom dos avimitzvah ledas Rashi. Now, there's a very, it's mavur and the gemori bizman Chazal they didn't daven. That's for sure. So there's two ways to understand this. One way was because they couldn't be mechaven properly, and Bizman Chazal, during the year they were mechaven properly, so we did not want them to daven one night, grade D, you daven. So therefore, Bizman Chazal, they didn't daven. That's how other Meposhim learn. Rashi learns, you know why you're potter from tefillah? Because she Isaac the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. That means the inyan of, we're in the middle of Simchas Chosen v'Kalah. So since we're in the middle of Simchas Chosen v'Kalah, so therefore that is a mitzvah. Oisik v'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Agavuchet is amoyedik et trumas adeshin. The trumas adeshin task is like Rashi, but it's a peledik et trumas adeshin. The trumas adeshin brings down that they were in the middle of a sheva brochis. Yeah, a sheva brochis. And then someone looked at the clock and he had to have a mincha. It's late already. It's 10 minutes before the Shkia. So one person got up, we have to daven mincha. So the Trumas Adeshin, everyone looked at him like a Meshuggah. Who's chayv a mincha? Where is it b'mitzvah? So there is this Rashi Shita that if your Isaac can be Mesameh Chosen the Kala, so you put up on Tvila. So there's two ways to understand. The Ramah understood the reason we're Potter from Tfilah is because we can't be Mechavan. So therefore the Ramah says, Bizmaneinu, and have a Mechavan side. So I say, you should have it. There's a Rashi Shita, you know why you're Potter from Tfilah? Because you're Isaac B'mitzvah. So he says, Vameiko, that's Rashi, Lipta Beis HaMishtet, for Tfilah also, Begamlin Yen Tfilah. I make a kadashash lift a base mister le hipsi the machosid nasi besum could be make or does have a mitzvah dashash. Okay, so that means, so the Mogen Avraham says number one could be your potter from tefillin, and then he says according to Rashi your potter from tefillin. Aber mit divrei hagro be biyure mash mishen lo hakelin. So no, we don't do this. We do daven, chamashin kos beishayisim in reish lamed beis. Feinberg was told to be a Yeshiv Shekosvod in his Pashit, a Minik, a Remo, Shechosin, Bechol Siyata, Koirin, a Minich and Tzulin, Mispalem, Yem Rishn, Ed Yem Eshvi. So Lamaisi brings down this Chilukei Deis, Magna Brom does not want to Paskin like the Remo, but the Bechi Yeshiv says that we do Paskin like the Remo, and even though in the middle of the Mishnah we make a Hefzik, we went Krishma, we Davin, and we put on tefillin. Okay. Siv ches. Kaisvei tefillin u'mezuzes. People, seifrim, they write tefillin u'mezuzes. Heim, they, v'tagoreim means they used to write tefillin u'mezuzes. Then people used to purchase it from them. And these tagoreim were wholesalers. That means they used to purchase, let's say, 50 parshiyas of tefillin and mezuzahs, the tagore tagoreim, and then there were retailers that used to purchase from these wholesalers 10 parshis. B'chol ha'iskim b'melechah shemayim, p'turim b'hanochas tefillin kol hayoyim, zulas b'shas krishme etzvillin. So now, The let us just try to understand the Mechaber. So the Mechaber is saying as follows. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin the whole day. Right? So the Mechaber says a person who's a sefer who writes tefillin the whole day, he's Isaac the mitzvah, he's potter from tefillin. He doesn't have to wear tefillin. He's Isaac the mitzvah. This is also a mitzvah. And not only is the sefer potter, but the wholesaler who purchased is the parshi is from the sefer, and then he goes and sells it to a retailer. They're also called oiskim b'mitzvah, and b'meila, so they don't have to wear tefillin the whole day. That means even though a person who chatchila one shouldn't wear tefillin the whole day, but he's potter of oiskim b'mitzvah. That is what the Mechaber is saying. Now, b'shas tefillin, krishmi, you wear tefillin, but the whole day they're potter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. The tagoreim, so these are talking about the wholesalers and retailers. So now he says, "Amur dekezach va'af shem avichim mizeh." So that means to all these wholesalers and retailers, they're making money from it. But the oisik b'mitzvah also. The oisik b'mitzvah. We have something very interesting. We have a person who's purchasing tefillin, mezuzahs, and then someone purchases it from him. So al kaponim, so he says, even though they're making money from this also, oisik b'mitzvah, they're called oisik b'mitzvah, but he says, amur dekezach over here. V'davkem ika kevanosan kde lahmtziyam limke l'misha tzorech lev. So now this is a Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, we can only consider him an oisik b'mitzvah if the main reason why he's doing this because he wants that people should have, he's purchasing tumors is that people should be able to have it. So his ikar kavone is not for business. Ikar kavone is the people said, no, he'll get a business also. Listen, we were doing mitzvahs, he won't have a panos. But his ikar intent the whole day when he's purchasing these tefillin is that people should be able to have tefillin. So that's called oisik b'mitzvah. So Mamela sees part of him tefillin the whole day. Avol im ikar kavanosan rakle histake, but if the ikar kavanos, I'm doing for business. No, it's a good thing people have tefillin, gewaldig. But that's not why I'm doing it. Lemikri oisik b'mitzvah. There's a murdike bir aloche. The bir aloche says, could very well be, the Magen Avraham is only speaking about the tagorim. That means a person who buys tefillin, who, Bethlehem is not doing any mitzvah. I'm buying 50 pairs of tefillin. So what? So that's, there's no mitzvah to buy tefillin. So it's only considered I'm doing a mitzvah if the reason why I'm buying the tomb, because I really want, there's so many people that own the tomb, so I want to be able that these people should have told. That's called a meisik b'mitzvah. If I chose this to be my profession, instead of selling jewelry, I want to sell tefillin, perhaps there's a bit bigger market, so that's not called meisik b'mitzvah, even though you're a cop, that's not called I'm meisik b'mitzvah. But, yes. So... What, you're doing 50-50?
So what if you wear it, you can sell jewelry?
You're potter, you don't have to. That means I don't... I don't know, first of all, if you can do both. Because could be you could do both, but you're not mechuyev to do both. Maybe. If it's no sir, you can do it, but he's not mechuyev. The potter.
If you can sell jewelry,
yeah, that means then you'd be mechuyev. Okay. So then that's a different thing. So that's why we don't wear tefillin b'chalo. That's a different thing. But meikar adin, you mechuyev to wear tefillin. If you, I mean, they wore tefillin the whole day. They did melacha. They did meikar adin. Here you're potter from tefillin. That's right. He says, well, yeah, he says, Chutz Zulas Bishas Krishma Tfila. We're talking about the tune the whole day. So the Goyin speaks about it. The Goyin says that if he's chayish for you, Aroh, so he should make so the tune shall yad, no one has to see, and the tune shall rush, he should make small tune shall rush and cover it. Yeah, that's what he should do. He wore a hat. Okay. The Bir Aloche wants to say something very interesting, that the Sefer, the Magen Avraham is only speaking about the people who are buying it. So to consider them oisik b'mitzvah, there you need that their intent is because they want people to have tefillin. But the one who is kaisiv the tefillin, he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. He's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah of ksivis mezuzah, ksivis tefillin. So he says there you don't look at his kavonah. He's doing a mitzvah. The whole condition that the Magen Avraham is speaking about the soichem. The sagorei sagoreim, akoinim in akoinim, linker al yad, he sell it in retail. Now let's see the Gemara. Vimho yu tzchik lasais melachton b'shas krish ma'atfilon. For what is that? So the while we patted them, only after they lay Krishma and the David would fill them. But what if they have to do their malacha b'shas Krishma tefillah? That means, we'll see in a minute, as tefillah mi Krishma tefillah utfillah. Tach lo isek b'mitzvah, potah mi mitzvah acheres, potah, let's stop over here. Now, let us say what we're saying now. Im tzrichen, kegoyim, shenizdamin lo ikoyne, shereit liknais stam. Now, a person wants to buy mezuzahs and tefillah, Now, the kind of Reis HaLifresh Bayam, he comes over to the Sefer. The Sefer, it's early in the morning. Listen, I have a plane, right? I can only have 15 minutes. Write me some parshiyos now. Write me some parshiyos. A bezuzah of those. So, Memele, so, Vakayna Reis HaLifresh Bayam, Abishiyora Akshav, the Yavshua Lahamtim, Hacha Seifa, Taga Yakai, Mitzvah Achashibo, the Yodigan, and Nochasun, the Krishma, Buddin Shakola Mitzvah. That means, I have here a Kainan now that needs Tvillin, he's desperate for Tvillin. And if I am going, so he tells me to write him Tvillin. Okay, Mutalich Tvillin calls Afatisha, Deza Yavas Mana Mitzvah, Taim Bibir Alochim. So Mamela, that's what the Ramo is saying. That means, if it's not, there's no real necessity now to write the parashas or to sell them now, so we say, listen, first daven, and then the rest of the day you put them. But if this person needs now the tefillin, and Mamela, if I'm going to sell them the tefillin now, I'm going to write the parashas, I will pass as man krishmins man tefillin. So you do that. So you oisik b'mitzvah, and then you put it from Krishman Phil. Os Psurim, Umairi. So it means like this. Shekvar Hischil Lichtoiv Kaidim Shegiyas Man Krishman. So now we have to, this Murdiki Saidis Taki Mishnabur. We're speaking about such a case. We have a Sefer that woke up an hour before Leisa Shachar. That's when he writes this Philip. He's writing. And he's going to stop writing. He's going to stop writing in an hour. The kids, someone comes to him, Rebbe, I need 50 mezuzahs. I'm going to write 50 mezuzahs. I won't be able to daven. So since I'm I started the mitzvah of writing mezuzahs. I woke up an hour before Leis HaShach. Now the shaila is, so normally, if there's no need, so you stop, and you daven, then you can continue. But if there is a need now that you should continue writing the parshas because this person needs it, so then you're potter from Krishma and Tvillin, and then Tvillin. That is the case. Ken Kosova Moganabu. Now, what? Yeah. That means that if he's in the middle of writing, and now someone comes to him, so now the shaila is, should I stop writing or continue writing? And by continue writing, I won't be able to when Krishna does. But let's say this man, Krishma, came already, and now someone knocks on the door. So I'm a chuyiv now to learn Krishma already. And someone knocks on the door. So there's already a chiv on me to learn Krishma. That means if I started writing the parshiyas an hour before this man, Krishma, I started writing the parshiyas now before this man, Krishma. Fine. So I'm in the middle of writing. Now, the shaila is, what should I do now? Someone knocks on the door. Should I stop writing in Davin, or should I continue writing so he'll have his parshiyos? So there, the halacha is, since you started writing already, so there's a klal, Isaac ben mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. You're writing already, and he needs it, so continue doing the mitzvah. That's it, in Isaac ben mitzvah. Continue doing the mitzvah, what you are doing. But if it's the other way around, I didn't start writing at all. Now it's this man Krishma, this man to daven, and now so I want to start davening now. So someone tells me, you know, I need parshiyos. I'm sorry, I'm a chiv to learn Krishma now. The chiv Krishma was calling me before you came, so then I'll learn Krishma. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Ken Kosova Magen Avraham. Ochein lefima shetziyana betchila b'shem elabush. Shakaina Tsarich Lava Biyoma Vishayore, Vyevsha Lahamtima Shasavia Kaim Krishma Tvila, Poshit וכל העלמה מותר הספר לעשות למלאכתי מישה שישר לו זמן לקרוס יוחליק לפרשח אז מקוידם יקבי. He says, but if and he didn't start writing now, and someone needs now parshis, so he says, what should he do? So if he'll have time later to learn Krishna, he should start writing now for this person, and later he'll have to learn Krishna. So now, let's go further into the remote. The whole ha'isik b'mitzvah potter mi mitzvah acheres im tzorech l'troyach acha acheres. If there's a tircha to do the second mitzvah, it's a potter. Avom yochol lasi shteyim ka'achas b'loi tzorech yasi shteyim. You should do both. Now let us see what this halach is. The whole ha'isik. V'davke oisek b'mitzvah. Now he's going to give a few mishalom. Kegoin, b'shor shuhu loivesh atvilim. A person is in the process of putting on tefillin. That means, let us speak about the Poshita case. A person takes out the bayis, he's unraveling the ritzuas, he's in the process of putting on the tefillin, and there's another man that comes, he should give him money. So the din is, he can put down the tefillin. No. He's not mechuyev to put down the tefillin. I'm now oisik b'mitzvah. I'm the process of putting on the tefillin. And now this person asks me for money. I'm not mechuyev to put down the tefillin. And forget it. I continue putting on the tefillin. Fine. That's one case. He's loivesh tefillin. He's putting on tefillin. Let's say I found an Aveda, and as my chiv of Shemar Aveda, I have to spread it out to make sure it shouldn't get moldy. Then the shotcha, the tzolcha, oila shiva, livoleho. That means I'm in the middle of returning an Aveda to the violin, and now someone approaches me that I should give him tzedakah. So the din is important. The chol ki har gavne. I will be sure shu mikayim mitzvah. That means I'm not being oisik in the kiyim a mitzvah. Kegoyin shu kvar lovush tefillin. That means I'm wearing tefillin now. I'm a kiyim a mitzvah of tefillin, but I'm not being oisik in the mitzvah. I'm not doing a pulas a mitzvah. I'm now being mekayim the mitzvah. Oishayim na aveda, or I'm not taking care of the aveda. Shehi menachas kvar b'tefillin. Table. So the Aveda is now in this box. So Meila, that's the din of Oisik b'mitzvah. If I'm not mistaken, I once heard from Rafoya said over from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a person in the middle of davening, and someone comes for tzedakah, he sees Isaac the mitzvah. I'm Isaac the mitzvah, now I'm davening. So Memela, so he's potter to do another mitzvah. Now he's Isaac the mitzvah. That's called his Isaac the mitzvah. Bim im tzorech, Rosaloyma, im tzorech, mitroyech acha achas. It means it doesn't come together. I can't do the two mitzvahs with one pula. But fill my days are his bapula mitzvah rishayna, but fill the mitzvah shniya yeshe gedoyla, kivin shkvar hischa lasik barishayna. Since he started the first mitzvah, so he's potter to do the second mitzvah. Hagavuch is a merdik a ritva mesech te suke, the ritva mesech te suke says like this, ha oisek ve mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Let's talk about tzedokah here. That means I'm in the middle of putting on the tefillin, and then another man comes and asks me for tzedakah. So I'm potter from giving people tzedakah. I'll be from no. I'll go and stop winding the tefillin and thus and I'll give him some tzedakah. So the Ritva says, since you're part of a mitzvah stalker, so there's no mitzvah stalker on you. So that's called a divrei reshus. You know what you did now? In the middle of doing a mitzvah, and then in the middle you stopped and started doing a divrei reshus. He says, not only, since you're part of, it's also to do it. That means because, what? not authentic. I mean, if I'm oisik, so I was parted from that mitzvah. So it's called, I feel when I do it, it's not called I'm doing a mitzvah. The second thing is not a mitzvah. Okay, okay, that's a much, but let's talk about Aveda. He was in the middle of being Sheteich and Aveda. So there's no hefsek over there. But you're potter for giving the Raman. Fine. Yes. But I'm doing it now. But he, as long as he's doing it now, he's now oisik b'mitzvah. It's irrelevant. I'm doing it now. Now I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm part of a mother mitzvah. And now I'm being oisik b'mitzvah. No, we don't know the Rav Shlomo Kaimshtis. No, the forget. The halacha is we don't pass on the fill of Efshel times name. The Ranshita is fill of Efshel times name. You could do both. If you're doing one, you're potter from the second one. You continue doing this mitzvah. I'm doing now a mitzvah. Yochel Asushtem Ka'achas. Now, Beloy Toyre Chacha. Now he can't do both. Yeah. What? Multi? Yeah, right there. Just 1 second. Yeah. Fine. I'm sorry, my days are his battle, mitzvah reshaina. Sieve test. Mitzvah, a person who has tzar. And the tzar means because of the tzar, he can't focus on the tulin that he's wearing. That he's not a Mesir Das from the Tzolim, but the Tzar is Mesir Das from the Tzolim. She Mishin Datim Yeshev Solov on the Choyna Potter. They should also Lasir Datim Mehem. Mitzvahir, took the Mishnah Brewer, Afilo, Mitnei Hatzine, Mayim Besama. She Datim Yeshev, or Mayim Shev Shalom Yashiv Daita. That means, and that Mitzvah means if he's cold. So he's cold, he's the kid. He can't think. And that Yeshevis Olav means that he has to pay the bill by today. He doesn't have any money in the bank, and Mamish, so he's very fatumo. So he could be mechasik himself. It's not like cold. Listen, and I have a mitzvah. We'll think about that later. Sif, now the Sif, Yud, is a very interesting Sif. Akoire batoire, potter me'anocha svilin, kola yoim, zulas peshas krishma utvila. Now, so here we're saying a person who's koire batoire, is potter from tvilin the whole day, but he's mechuyi peshas krishma utvila. Now let us see. I'd like to read to the Olam. Perhaps with this we'll understand better the Salocha. The tool brings down a mechilta. The mechilta says, Akeire betoire, potter min atzula. That's a baraisa. If you akeire betoire, you potter min atzula. So Rav Shmuel Bar Chofni said, we don't pass them like this baraisa. And he says, because there were a lot of Talmidei Chachamim who learned the whole day, and they were tefillin. So you see, Akeire b'Toire, I saw Maaser Rav, look what all the Gedolim did. They learned the whole day and they were tefillin. Well, we'll see in a minute. But he understood your part from tefillin, period. Obaleita kosav, mistavrolon, Akeire b'Toire, koma, v'loi b'talmet, v'inu b'gmore oski. Then he brings up Baleita. He says, now listen what the Mechilta said, HaKoyrei B'Toyre. He says, if you're learning Toyre Shebiksav, then you put him in that villain. He bring a raya from the Gedolim that they learned the whole day, and they wore tefillin. Yeah, because they learned Gemara. They didn't learn HaKoyrei B'Toyre. So now there's a Machloikis, the Bach, and the Prisha, what's Pshat in the Baleita. The Bach says as follows. By Tulin it says, Laman tiyat teres Hashem b'ficha. So that means if I'm wearing tefillin, it's just like I'm laning the dalet parshis. I mean, by putting the dalet parshis on my hand and on my head, it's just like it's equivalent to I learned the dalet parshis. Zokta mechilte, what if I'm learning the dalet parshis? So then I don't have to put on tefillin. That means the whole chiyuv of tefillin is only that when I'm wearing tefillin, it's just like I'm learning the dalet parshis. So if I learn the dalet parshis, so memela, so then it helps to wear tefillin. That's pshat. But by other parshis, if I'll be learning a different, I'll be learning parshis mishpotim, so then you're not potim with tefillin. And the preacher says, since b'derech klal, and you learn Teresh HaBiksav, you'll come across a lot of places, Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're also a potter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and I think we'll understand this a little better. HaKayre B'Teire, Efsher Davke B'Teresh HaBiksav. This is the Balei Teshita. Avoloi Bo'isik B'Gmar, the Teire Yeshloime, Shiyatzmo Oish, and Niske Bo Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Memelo, what I accomplish with the tefillin, I'm accomplishing through the limud HaTorah. Potter, Rotzoloimer, She'ein tzorch lifseik mi limudoi koidem l'anicho. That means if he's in the middle of learning, he doesn't have to stop to put on tefillin. Avo koidem l'zabba, before he started learning, chayim. Gam be'em tzorim roitzo lifseik, he wants to stop learning, ulonich gam kereshoi. A person is mechuyv to be mafsik talmud Torah for all mitzvot. Could this be a day? Shani mitzvah still. She'ik etei al tohu l'tayr, because he will zikar merinach matitus Hashem b'ficha. Okay, mekivin shekvar reisek b'tayr, mekayin min tzorek levato tayr b'shvil zeh. Zulas b'shas krishma otfilek v'lekabal olav il malch v'shamayim. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah wants to say pshat in this mechaber. That means a whole day. You know there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin a whole day. If I'm learning Torah, I don't have to wear tefillin because Torah b'Torah is potter. But krishma and tefillin, you should say, with tefillin. V'agro posak k'biyurei t'adat mishe t'irosei yomnosei k'inabshim ben yuchay v'chaveiro avu k'gain onu tzrichem lahavsik af l'tefillin. Okay. Now, what's with Thursday? Salem will be a Thursday? Yeah. What?